Jordan just came in, and when he was little, he didn't like us to talk about him, but I'm going to talk about him right now. Hey, Jordan. Jordan is six now, and he still likes the milk. I don't want to call the brand name, but that enhanced milk for growth. He still likes it, and his parents don't buy it for him, but he believes. Everybody say, Jordan believes. Papa is going to buy it for him. Jordan believes. Say, Jordan believes. And Jordan gets his milk. So say, I believe. Say it again, I believe. And we're going to finish this building. Come on now. Amen. I said there's something that is becoming real to me, that this has to be done. I don't have this scripture, and I'm not going to turn there, but you know Genesis 1:1 and chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and day 1 and day 2 and day 3 and all the way down to 6, he didn't stop. Say, God didn't stop. God didn't stop. So we're not going to stop. You know, I think some people, we working to pay for the doors and all, and did an excellent job, and they gave on that, and they're, whew, I'm done with that. No, we're not going to stop. Say, I won't stop. Come on, I will not stop because I believe. Amen. We are to step up, crank up, move out, and complete this building in the next 2 months. Everybody say, what? Everybody say, what? I said, in 2 months. That's what the Lord gave me. I wrote it down just as he gave it to me. Remember last year, and I'm going to come to that. Bishop said, we will be in the building by camp meeting. And we said, no. That's what we said. Most of us didn't say it out loud. I had September planned in my mind so perfectly. I'm going to tell him September would be better. We must step up, crank up, and move out to complete this building in the next 2 months. So that's going to be by June. Everybody say, by June. Say, by June. Say, by June. Say, Lord, what am I supposed to do? Holy Spirit says it can and must be done. He has a plan. And that plan includes you and me, all of CFC's partners and willing friends. This is a clarion call, a clear and if need be shrill, that's what clarion means, piercing sound going forth through the air into your ears and into your mind and into your heart or spirit. He says he's near the point of shouting. Holy Spirit says, I'm near the point of shouting, so I'm going to shout. Holy Spirit, can I shout? May I? I have a student. I taught her, what? Oh, Lord. 50 years ago? Not quite that long. 40 years ago. Every time she sees me, she said, Miss Jones, I know not to say can I. I know when I'm asking somebody something to say may I. So, Holy Spirit, may I shout? Glory to God. Hey, all of you who would see this sanctuary completely constructed, heed the call to step up to the many tasks at hand, to crank up your physical activity and your seed sowing, which I will provide, and move out into the workforce and be sure that the job is completed. James 1:22, we know it by memory, amen? This is the New International Reader's Version. If you don't have it, that's okay. I'm just going to read it. Don't just listen to the Lord. You fool yourself if you do. You must do what he says. Tell your neighbor. So don't just listen to the Lord. You'll fool yourself if you do. You must. I must do what he says. Will you answer the call? Say, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Now, don't lie to God. Say, yes, Lord.
Yes.
Say, I will answer the call. For with God, all things are possible if you believe. And I read that at the beginning. If you obey, if you step up, and he gave me these terms, crank up and move out of your comfort zone. Genesis 18:14. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, last year, and he still works on it ever so often, Jordan built a brick ant house. Ants don't live in brick houses, but Jordan's ants do. So most people wouldn't think all the work that needs to be done could be completed in 2 months, but God says it can. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Genesis 8:14. I ask you again, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Jeremiah 32:27. Remember now, you're going to step up, crank up, and move out of your comfort zone into being obedient to the God. That's what I'm going to do. That's what we all are going to do. You know, Bishop worked on this building so many years by himself, and now he and Jeffrey are working on this building so many hours by themselves. All of us have to get involved. Amen. Jeremiah 32:27 says, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? The answer comes in verse 17. Before God ever asked the question, Jeremiah had already given the answer. Jeremiah 32:17. Ah, Lord God, it is you who have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and by your outstretched arm.